Western U.S. Brandon was looking for a 7-1, and then he got some new stuff. And I thought it was funny, but I can't remember. Good idea.
Morning, everyone. Welcome to Zion Church via our Zoom services. Thank you to Stan and Bonnie today who are helping us make this happen. I appreciate their help. And also, it was great to see some of you this morning that came by for Maple Bars. Thank you for being here in our church parking lot to visit with each other. We're missing those human connections. We're missing seeing each other and just knowing what's going on in our lives right now. We're all feeling isolated. Our children are feeling that. And it was great to see you this morning. I'm pretty sure I have leftover maple bars, so if anybody wants to send me a little message that they need some, I'll try to get those to you later or tell you where to pick them up. Last weekend, Craig and I were away celebrating our 40th wedding anniversary. And we spent some time camping out in the wilderness with thunderstorms, lightning, and rain. And it was just beautiful to be in God's creation. We were far away from people, so we had time to just enjoy the great outdoors and the quiet and think about life. And we got married in 1980. The great event going on then was Mount St. Helens blue. And the flowers I had in my wedding had ash on them. And so 40 years later, here we are with another event of a pandemic. And all I can say is it doesn't feel like 40 years. It's great to be married to my best friend, and I appreciate doing life with him. So it was nice to be able to celebrate together. This morning too, we want to celebrate our fathers or our father figures in our lives. And I want to begin our time with a call to worship that is focused on fathers. So you can follow along with me during this call to worship. Come to God who gathers us in. We come to God who nurtures us like a father. Come to God whose arms are open as wide as a father's care and waiting. We come to God who welcomes and forgives us. Come to God who journeys with us. We come to God who sees us as we really are. Come, praise our loving and nurturing God. Would you pray with me? God, you are our Father, and in your wisdom and love, you have made all things. So today we ask that you would bless our fathers, or those father figures that have been in our lives. We ask that they would be strengthened as followers of yours. May their example of faith and love shine bright in this world. May we, their families, sons and daughters, honor them with a spirit of profound respect. We ask these things through Christ our Lord. Amen. Let's have a song. This is hymn 226, which is thematical to my message today. So pay attention to the words. You are the salt of the earth.
And I'm having some trouble. We'll get there, everybody. Just a minute.
Hang in there. Stan is new to this, and we're going to try to play a hymn.
You guys have a song? Okay, we're getting there, people.
Gina, children, if you're watching, please look at your screens and join Gina.
Shadows break. Here we go. Okay, guys, here we go. How do you feel today? That's our story today. How do you feel today? Yeah. We are going to look at your animals and how they show us how they feel. And then we're going to have a little bit of art by Emmett and Ethan at the end. And this is Snowy. He's surprised to see you. You see how his leg hangs down? It slipped right off the edge. Right off. Crazy Snowy. This is Buttons. He's sleepy and a bit annoyed. He doesn't really want you looking at him. He's trying to sleep right there. Don't bother him. No. This is Michel. He is pensive. That means he is thinking about serious things. Mm-hmm. Serious things. This is Coco. He is patiently waiting for something fun. He has kind of cross eyes, doesn't he, Coco? Yeah, his eyes are kind of silly looking. And this is Chico. He is sleepy and happy to be with someone that he loves. Yes, he's very contented little dog. He's very happy there. This is Bill. He's feeling hopeful. Perhaps someone will feed him. Phil is just happy to be there and wait until it's time. I mean, why? And this is Jack. He's just tired and he's happy to find a warm place to rest. Mm-hmm, with his people around him and stuff. There's a cat there too. This sweetie pie is glad to be dressed up to match her person. Yeah, it's exciting for her. This is a very scared Abby. Yeah, when she was at the doctor's office, she was very scared. Mm-hmm. This is Milo. He is serious, and he wants you to know that this is his special place. Yes. This is Snoopy. He is waiting but content. That means that he's happy and quiet inside. Yeah, being quiet. This is Carrot. She is curious and hungry. Do you have a carrot for her? She would like a carrot. Her carrot. Yes. And this is JD. He's happy to be on an adventure with this person. Mm-hmm. It's exciting to go up in the woods with this person. Yeah, get lots of extra attention. And this is an eagle, and he's frustrated because the crows are bothering him. Probably because he wants to eat their eggs. Yeah, he just wants a few of them, though. He's hungry. And this is a squirrel. He's upset because you are too close. You should back off, the squirrel. It's fun to look at animals, and they help us remember that there are all kinds of feelings. Do you have feelings like them? Different feelings? You get scared or happy or content? God made us with feelings. Let's pray and thank him for them. Dear God, thank you for giving us feelings, and thank you for teaching us what love is so that we can love you back. And we pray in Jesus' name, amen. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Gina. Today I'm going to light a candle, and I want to continue to have this candle as a part of our worship each Sunday in light of the many concerns that are happening in our country and in our world right now. And so I've named this candle the MPJ candle, not PBJ, MPJ, standing for mercy, peace, and justice. And as I light it, I want us to think about what light does to darkness. Light can overwhelm darkness and expose the truth and show us the right way to follow Jesus. So as I light it, I want to have in our country the many issues that need to be addressed, the reform, that all lives matter, that we stand with our Black brothers and sisters, that we learn from our history, that we continue to be informed about our history and our ways of brokenness that have happened with our relationship with others. As we light the candle, Lord, in your mercy and kindness, we know that no thought of ours is left unnoticed. No desire or concern that we carry is ignored by you. You have proven your blessings, especially when we fall on our knees in prayer and turn to you in our time of need. Surrounded by violence and cries for justice, we hear your voice telling us what is required, only to do justice, to love goodness, to walk humbly with our God. And we ask that you would fill us with your mercy so that we may be merciful to others. Lord, strip away pride, suspicion, and racism so that we may seek peace and justice in our communities. Strengthen our hearts so that they beat only to the rhythm of your holy will. Flood our path with your light as we walk humbly toward a future filled with encounters of you, of your spirit moving, and unity. Be with us, O Lord, in our efforts, for only by the promptings of your grace can we progress toward goodness. We ask these things in your name. Amen. So we finished this study out of Philippians, and we're kind of in an in-between time with themes for our sermons on Sunday. And I was kind of struck by Frank's call to worship last Sunday out of Isaiah 42. And so I decided to spend some time reading from that chapter of 42. And I want to go over it again with you because I think there's some important and timely messages for us today. I was especially struck by how much of Isaiah has to say to us in the struggles that we're facing right now as a country. So I'm going to read from Isaiah 42, 5 through 9. The God who created the cosmos, who stretched out the skies, laid out the earth and all that grows from it, who breathes life into earth's people and makes them alive with his own life. I am God. I have called you to live right and well. I have taken responsibility for you. I have kept you safe. I have set you among my people to bind them to me and provided you as a lighthouse to the nations, to make a start at bringing people into the open, into the light, opening blind eyes, releasing prisoners from dungeons, emptying the dark prisons. I am God. That's my name. I don't franchise my glory. I don't endorse no God idols. Take note, the earlier predictions of judgment have been, I'm announcing the new salvation work. Before it bursts on the scene, I'm telling you all about it. So if you've done any studying of the book of Isaiah, there's a lot of words and references that we hear when we sing the Messiah during Christmas time. Lots of scripture is focused on the Messiah and Isaiah's words at Christmas. And the book of Isaiah is the first of the writings of the prophets in the Bible. Isaiah was considered to be the greatest prophet. In the beginning of his ministry, he was well liked, but he soon became unpopular because of his messages. They were difficult to hear. They were about calling people to turn away from sin, calling them back to God. What can we learn today from these passages? Some of the song that we've already sung gives you some hints. You are the salt of the earth. You are a light on a hill. You are a seed of the word, O people. Bring forth the kingdom of God. Bring forth mercy, peace, and justice. And those words just resound so much with what's happening in our nation right now, how we need to be looking to Scripture to give us comfort, to give us hope, and to align us with what it means to be following Christ. Isaiah speaks more about the Messiah than any other Old Testament prophet. I found that to be very interesting. He speaks the most about the Messiah. That Messiah is a suffering servant and a sovereign Lord. What does the word sovereign mean? Sovereign is greatest power, supreme ruler, ultimate goodness. Our Lord is those things. God has said of Isaiah, "Here is my servant who I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him." Isaiah is a mouthpiece for God, and he's speaking about a servant of God, a servant that is chosen by the Lord, full of God's spirit, and known for his justice and his teachings. The prophet Isaiah is announcing that God's servant is bringing justice and teaching right in the middle of all the chaos and confusion of our day-to-day life. I want to repeat that. The prophet Isaiah is announcing that God's servant is bringing justice and teaching right in the middle of all the chaos and confusion of our day-to-day human life. So in verse 5 of Isaiah 42, God introduces himself as the source of all physical and spiritual life, meaning breath and spirit. God is the source of breath and spirit. And he will enable the servant to free people from death and spiritual darkness. I am a God who has called you to right living and to be well. I have kept you safe. Those are words of hope. Those are words of comfort. Isaiah says, God says that his servant is light to the nations with God-given power to bring forth justice, open the eyes of the blind, and bring release to the captives. Now, this servant of God could be an individual or a community. They are clearly powered by more than human energy. The servant is filled with divine light, strength to do the will of God. And the church today is called to be using this same powerful light to perform God's work in the world. Because our light, people, can shock injustice. To make a difference, to faithfully bring forth justice, means learning, being informed, voicing our concerns, talking to our legislators, wanting equality for all. As God's faithful servants, a large part of our mission is simply to hear the word of the Lord and attend to the teachings of our God. Hear the word of the Lord and then be active in the teachings of God. The Lord's activity is always more important than our own activity. I feel like for me, I've never lived through a pandemic. So in this moment of my life, in these moments now of June 21st, 2020, how can I be on the cutting edge of what God is doing? How can I be a voice or support to others that are struggling? In these moments, what is God going to call us to do? I have given you a covenant to the people, says the Lord through Isaiah, a light to the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prisons, those who sit in darkness. God expects his servants to use their light to change the status quo, to break the bonds of physical and spiritual blindness, and break the barriers that keep people trapped in despair. Now, I feel like a lot of us are kind of dealing with despair, and this isn't despair that we, any of us, have created ourselves. This is a global pandemic that we're living in that we can't blame on anyone. So in the midst of that, how do we stay focused on what God's call and mission is for us without despairing too much? I believe that it's important to tell our stories, but also to hear the stories of others. And we've heard many stories in the news in the last several weeks of oppression, of violence, of behaviors that are terrible in our society. And we need to continue to hear stories from others, because that can help us stay proactive. I feel like I have a lot to learn. I'm gonna say this as a person from the Texas Panhandle. I never have heard the story of the fires that happened in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I do not know that history. So I'm wondering how much other history have I not been taught or learned in the past? And I feel like I have to be open to more learning. I want to imagine what God can do with people that are following him and being his light. And how can I walk in the shoes of others that are dealing with terrible struggles and inequality? So let's take our cue from the greatest of God's servants, and that's Jesus. He's the one who brought sight to the blind. He healed the sick. He released the captives. And he brought a message of peace, salvation, and reconciliation. If we're looking for the one who is filled with the most of God's light, we need and as we follow Jesus, we can carry forward the active and awesome power of God in us. Isaiah is a prophet that paints a clear picture of the state of the world. And we could say that what he prophesied way back is very relevant for today. He speaks the truth in love, and he points people to where God is at work. He says that God's servant will open the eyes that are blind and bring the prisoners out of the dungeon. This is truth telling. God is at work in the middle of all of our human failings and mistakes. Can we be a part of this prophecy today? We have a mission to be a light for the nations. Let's produce more light. Let's work compassionately with respect for all people. The servant of the Lord is constantly working to free the slaves. The servant of the Lord is to bring light into darkness, liberation to anyone trapped in poverty, addiction, inequality, homelessness, loneliness, despair. The way out of our struggles isn't going to be fighting harder, but serving better. The way out of our struggles is not to be fighting harder, but to be serving better. I wish I could hear some amens. Amen. God's attributes are desperately needed in our world today. With his spirit in us, we can show sensitivity to people around us. We can reflect God's goodness and honesty to them. And I feel like at the place I am in my life, it's time. It's time to do this. It's easy to be comfortable in my privilege, in my warm home, in my security, and not worry so much about what's happening. But the human, to me, to be human is to care for all of humanity. And it's important that we look at others and understand what they're going through. What is it like to walk in their shoes? Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Matthew 5:13 through 16, you are the salt of the earth. If salt loses its taste, how can it be made to taste like salt again? It's no good. It is thrown away and people walk on it. You are the light of the world. You cannot hide a city that is on a mountain. Men do not light a lamp and put it under a basket. They put it on a table so it gives light to all in the house. Let your light shine in front of men. Then they will see the good things you do and will honor your Father in heaven. Bring forth the kingdom of mercy. Bring forth his kingdom of peace. Bring forth his kingdom of justice. Are you willing to learn? Are you willing to stay informed? Are you willing to hear other stories? In these moments, in this time, may your light shine bright, may your wick be trimmed, and may the church be a voice in our broken world. And I want to say with this message that thank you, Zion, for the many ways that you already serve others. Thank you for caring about people that don't have enough food, people that need clothing, people that need financial help. So we're already good at doing a lot of that. I hope my message keep on keeping on, because we are a generous people and we are willing to do the hard work. We are workers. So let's remember what our true mission in life is. why we're put on this earth. And it's not all about my activity, but what is God doing in this world and how can I join on that? How can I jump on that train and be a part of being active to bring his light to a broken world? So again, thank you, Frank, for giving me a scripture passage to work on for this Sunday. I want to go ahead and end this sermon with a song. Please sing along with me. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. All around the neighborhood, I'm gonna let it shine. Let's go into our. So,
okay.
I want to leave you with a benediction. These are words we sang to Brady Hansen last week when we celebrated his graduation. These words, the Lord lift you up, the Lord take your hand, the Lord lead you forth and cause you to stand. Secure in God's love, seeking his face, abounding in love, abiding in grace. Amen.